This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Time for another trip down Creature Feature Lane. It's Tuesday, July the 3rd. How do you do? And welcome to the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and yours truly, that cornball expression, Doug Steffen, with Victoria's chomping at the bit to get to the trending story about the heat. Where's Martha? Where are they? Heat, the heat wave and ticks. Let's hear it for heat waves and ticks.
Since I'm in the middle of this heat wave, this is not a story I'm anxious to tell. However, nearly 60 million people are still under a heat advisory and warnings in most places
on
the East Coast.
It's summer.
Well, yeah, but this is actually breaking records. They say that on the East, we're today between 100 and 110 degrees, and we've also got a lot of humidity on the East Coast happening that has left one person dead and another two are under investigation, two deaths. One was a woman who was gardening, and she died while gardening outside in the heat, and then she went to the hospital and was pronounced dead. Two other heat-related deaths.
Heat stroke? You mean that she had heat stroke?
It just says heat-related death at this point. The coroner's office is doing an investigation. But yes, I'm sure it's heat stroke or a heart attack, cardiac arrest. Yeah. Two other possible heat-related deaths are being investigated in Kansas City, Missouri. Those involve one man who was in his 80s. He died yesterday. And another woman, only in her 40s, she died at the beginning of this heat wave, which started on Friday. And so the Kansas City Health Department's investigating that. And nearly 100 million people can see temperatures above 95. Today, and this is going Well, this is going to last through the fireworks tomorrow night. So through 4th of July, we'll see 100 to, they actually say between 100 and 105 in New York and New Jersey, and the heat index, it says it will feel even hotter than that because of the humidity.
Yeah, the humidity. All right, 97 was the high on the farm yesterday. Predicted high 95, heavy thunder showers. Let's see, this afternoon, same sort of thing for tomorrow. And then there's a break.
I hope.
Is
it supposed to be Wednesday
summertime?
Is the break? But the break
Wednesday.
Isn't much. The break is...
Yeah, a couple, 10 degrees maybe off. You're in the 80s on
the break
the rest
is in
of the
80s,
weekend.
Yeah.
And then next week back to the heat wave. Back to the oven. Fry them, cook them. The old expression.
Speaking of still dealing with the heat, tomorrow being the 4th of July, a record-breaking 46.9 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more away from home this Independence Day. That's a 5% increase over last year, according to AAA. And they say that the most congested U.S. cities will be twice, basically to get out of the city, it will be twice as long as normal. So,
Stay home.
Stay home.
And they say the busiest day actually will be today. So if you're commuting today, start planning around, if you can, get on Waze and start planning around the traffic patterns as best you can. Because tomorrow, or leave tomorrow morning early, that's probably the best thing
to
do.
How many people know what Waze is? Raise your hands, please.
I found it very
helpful. I think Waze is the best of all of the, better than Google Maps. Better than, my car has a GPS. I was so spoiled, though. I remember the first car I had. It was the first Rover I had. We called because there was a voice attached to it, and his name was Nigel. So we all had a lot of fun with Nigel, except 9 times out of 10, Nigel was wrong. And you end up, I'll never, ever forget using GPS in the car to get to New York. And it took me around the 59th Street Bridge 4 times before I didn't know where I was going.
It was a tour guide.
I was going to Chelsea, and it couldn't find its way to Chelsea, and we just kept going over the bridge.
You were coming from Massachusetts?
Yeah.
and you ended up on the 59th Street Bridge,
yep.
going to Queens, which is on
yeah.
the east side. Oh,
yep.
wow, that's bad.
Yeah. Lovely. All right, so attached to the 4th of July are fireworks. Fireworks. How many people are going to look for or see or be excited by fireworks? Jennifer, what are you seeing in Los Angeles for fireworks, if anything?
I think usually I see several shows because from where I am, you can actually see a bunch of different shows.
Yeah.
We're still hammering out our plans, but I think I'll probably, you know, see one or
well,
two. Not up
in
close.
In your neighborhood, there'll probably be a few people burning their houses down.
Oh, that's true.
For the 4th of July.
I told you that one year I almost died in my neighborhood
yeah.
because they were doing real fireworks, and I heard a big bam. And I went out in my front yard like a doofus to look, and I looked up, and a 2x4 almost hit me in the head because that's how they were launching them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Coming right down. Landed right
that's
next
it.
To me.
See you later. All right. So in New York, where you are, Victoria, the 4th of, I always think of Macy's,
right.
the various parades they have. So they have fireworks as well. They're going to set off 3,000 shells with plenty. This has always been something that fascinated me. Who comes up with the ideas for the designs, and how do they design them so they will have the effect that they, when you, for example, there'd be barges along the East River. That's where they'll go off. And in Washington, the same thing. Isn't there a PBS special tonight?
Yes, yep, for, that
yeah,
covers the Washington.
Barges.
Yeah,
yeah
the,
right.
It's called a Capitol 4th.
Yeah, and then the one in New York will have on NBC at 8 o'clock, Kelly Clarkson and Ricky Martin and Blake Shelton, Keith Urban performing. It seems to me.
Well, it's all computerized, to answer your question. Yeah.
Yeah, but
and
how
there's
do
a famous
they
Italian put? Family that does it in New York. I forget
but
the name.
No,
but
I understand that they launching them is computerized. But how do they put the stuff into the receptacle so that when it explodes, it does all the stuff that it does? The various sparkles, the designs. That's the way my mind always works. I always want to figure things out. It just fascinates me. All right, Beach Boys are on with Jimmy Buffett on PBS with John Stamos. All right, Carrie, calm down. It's okay. Stamos, or is it Jennifer who likes John Stamos? Who likes John Stamos?
Doesn't everyone like John Stamos?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like him that way.
He's a miracle who never ages, and he's still hot.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Greeks. It's the skin, I'm telling you.
Is that what it is?
He's an anomaly, though. He's amazing.
I'm going to put the same olive oil on these tick bites that I have and see if that takes care of them. So the 4th of July, it is upon us, Independence Day, maybe Interdependence Day, because I think a lot of people who say that they are independent, I declare my independence. I feel very independent today, aren't really? They are. They wish they could have a connection, and I hope that you do have a connection if that's what you desire. Spend the time with your family and friends. Not much work. We'll be here live though tomorrow. That'll be a nice thing as far as the day is concerned. Start the day listening to us talk about things that we should be thankful for that are all...
Like how they pack the glitter into fireworks.
Yeah, right. Like, somebody figure that
out. And I love that Jen calls it glitter, by the way.
A homework assignment. Meanwhile, as far as the heat is concerned, a lot of people are confused as to what to wear for sunscreen or if sunscreen should be worn at all. There's been a lot of confusion this year, and I'm not sure that anybody has come up with anything that really is the definitive, here's how to, here's where to, here's what to. Hawaii, I noticed, has banned the sale of sunscreens if they have chemicals in them that will be bad for the coral reefs. Understand that. But what do we put on in order to make sure that if we're going to the beach, we don't get burned? Or is it something, what happened 200 years ago when there's no sunscreen to people who went to the beach? Ever seen pictures, by the way, of the old, of... Some
people
of the
were
old,
in long johns. Of course they didn't get
sunburned.
Yeah,
like pajamas.
Right.
And you went to the beach. Anyway, what did you start to say, Victoria?
I was going to say, what Hawaii's banning is the oxybenzene, and that's not in all sunscreens. You can get mineral sunscreens that have zinc and other things like that that aren't harmful to the coral reef. yeah. or to yourself. Mm-hmm. Any of the benzenes, right. all that kind of stuff is not, it's yeah. not good for you.
You can be sure if it's bad for the water, folks, when you
it's
put it on your skin.
It's
probably not great
for you. It
ain't too good for your skin either.
If it kills the coral reef within yeah. mere seconds,
yeah.
then
yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's not something you want to put on. So it's the old
people don't know about that,
label.
Though.
No, they yeah. don't. So that's yeah. what it's like going to the grocery store, the food store, when you read the label, what's in the food, same thing when you go. It's the world we live in because the drug companies and the guys who are the baddies, they get stuff put in to these things that are just not that are approved, but they aren't good for you. So you got to know, A, what isn't good for you. Too bad it is. It's just the world we live in today. You got to be responsible. It's personal responsibility, knowing what it is that will hurt you or not hurt you.
Yep.
It's too bad, but that's the way it is. So if the smart person is the educated person, there used to be a slogan, and it went with Dow Chemical, as a matter of fact, where an educated consumer is our best customer, that kind of stuff. Well, you are the best customer if you know.
An educated consumer is our former customer, is what it
yeah,
should have
right.
been.
Right, yeah. Pushing up daisies now. Anyway, but it's. And I don't want to throw cold water on this, although maybe cold water would be nice for the heat. I took a cold shower last night. It felt wonderful.
Is that what made now. All the ticks run out of you?
I don't know. It was this is a busy time on the farm, and I have been. For most every day, it's 9 o'clock, 9:30, and when I got done, it was dark at the other farm, and I took Daisy for a walk, and she loves to just go chase. She goes down to the fence where the cows are, and she looks at them, and they look at her, and it's a fascinating thing that goes on. They run back and forth up and down the fence and try to smell each other. It's really she just loves that. So we walked around down there until it was pitch dark. By 10 o'clock, we got home and had our dinner and went to the sack.
Do you pick ticks off each other at the dinner table?
No, she doesn't. She's got a tick collar. I probably should get one of those.
Yeah, we should get you one, human size.
put a tick collar on. This is the time of year when we are really thinking about what we put into our body because holiday celebrations, you eat a lot of things that maybe you ought not to eat. Thus, the need for life change tea. Life change tea. The more I talk about it, this is one of those things, kind of reminds me of Super Beats. You know how many people use, we talked about Super Beats on this program for over 3 years. And every time, obviously it had its impact because they wouldn't have stayed had they not had great results. We help people with the things we talk about, the people that choose to advertise on this program, or people who are presenting you oftentimes with ways to be healthier, be better, have a better life. And that is certainly the story with Life Change Tea. I started drinking it. Victoria started. She likes talking about it because of what it does. And I'm thinking that because I'm going to put a little of this Life Change Tea on my tick bites, as a matter of fact, because there's good stuff in there.
To change their life.
Yeah, right. It'll change. Well, they're gone, but stuff is there. So basically it works internally. Getting rid of the toxins and the mold, the parasites, the bacteria. We were just talking about how ugly ticks are. If you saw a picture of some of the parasites that are in your body from some of the foods that you eat, and then you want to get them out as fast as you can, that's why you'd get on to the Life Change Tea routine. Life Change Tea does just that. Makes you feel good. It has a special formula that supports you who have, if you've got any kind of reflux, bloating, gas, belching, that kind of stuff. And I certainly am a candidate for that award. Help yourself to this. Calm you right down. Here's how you get it. GetTheTea.com is the website. I sent somebody there yesterday who sent me. What is that again? GetTheTea.com is the website. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. They will ship it to you without charge. So get ready for more energy. Drink it, drink it, drink it every day. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you will love the benefits of Life Change Tea. 21 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
And change at the hour here on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, and I are taking a stroll down Entertainment Way. First of all, with television, I was thinking, what good does it do to tell the story? It's like looking in their rearview mirror. Why do we bother talking about television from last night? Unless it really,
because you like
really
to know if we watched anything exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Answer is no, but you've watched NCIS and Madam Secretary.
Yeah, I haven't seen Madam Secretary for a long time, but because it seems to be on summer hiatus. There are all kinds of reruns of NCIS Los Angeles, the one I like the best of. I don't like New Orleans at all. I don't find the characters likable.
I didn't think that was even still on, the New Orleans
one. Yeah, it is,
one.
But it's a waste of time. Okay, so that's that story. What about you, Victoria and Jennifer? Any good TV?
We're watching, and I forget the name of it already, but we're watching a brand new thing on Netflix. It's a British, one of those true crime stories about a wife who disappeared, and was she murdered? Oh. Did she run away? So we're into the true crime thing lately. But it's actually,
why is it always about murder? Why are all of these shows about murder?
Well, it's not about murder. We don't know. It's called The Investigator. That's what it's called. A British crime story.
They're investigating murder.
Well, there's no body. That's the thing. This guy is one of the only people in Britain who's in jail for life, but there's no body.
Nobody.
Yep. There's no body. No habeas corpus over there, I guess.
No.
Which we all learned from Elle Woods.
Or corpus interruptus. All right, so Jennifer, what did you watch?
I watched one episode, because this is how sad my life is, of The Challenge, which is already over, and I already know who won.
Good.
You should like give me out the worst chief. Well, yeah, it used to be, but now it's just The Challenge. But this was the celebrity champs versus stars, which is they compete for charity, something like that. That was it. It's very exciting stuff around.
Very exciting. All right, let's get to some music. This is pretty exciting.
Do you want to know what's on TV
tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I just got lost.
I mean, believe me, there's not much. So
I was in a hurry to get to Little Big Town. But go ahead. What's on tonight?
I'll tell you, there is a new episode of Cash Cab, two of them actually, starting at 8 o'clock on Game Show Network. There is a new episode of Chopped, that is at 9 o'clock on the Food Network. It only gets more exciting from here. Deadliest Catch on Deck is new tonight at 8, followed by just a regular old Deadliest Catch. Those are both on the Discovery Network, and gosh, as far as the maybe Intervention, I know you don't like those shows, Dougie, but A&E has Intervention Then and Now, which is kind of a look back at some of their topics, some of the shows that they've covered in the past. It's at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of Intervention at 9, and then A&E doesn't disappoint. They have a new episode of Cults and Extreme Belief at 10 o'clock. There you go. That's on A&E. The only thing new on the networks tonight is a show called The Last Defense. That's on ABC tonight at 10 o'clock. It's episode number 4. This is the first season of that show. So that's about it tonight.
All right. So musically, the folks who are producing Little Big Town celebrating the opening of The Power of Four, which is their new exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville, special preview event for the music industry, called it a program for fans, held at the CMA Theater there. The exhibit begins with a look at the childhoods of members Karen Fairchild, Kimberly, is it Schlappman? It's interesting.
Something like that, Schlappman, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Jimmy Westbrook. The cooking show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sports, uniforms from their kids, school photos, that sort of thing. Spans their entire career as a group from their meeting in the late 90s to their most recent album, The Breaker, that came out last year. Are you a big fan of Little Big Town? And how'd they
I
get
like
that
Little
name?
Big Town.
Where'd the name come from, Jennifer?
Probably because they were from a little big town. I don't know.
All right.
You know, that would be a town that has small town tendencies, I suppose.
Okay.
But I like them a lot. They have a great vibe. I've seen them in concert a few times, typically opening for other acts. So
listen, crack this up, Kara, would you please? See, I think this is more pop music than any country music.
Yeah.
And the lead singer, what's her name?
It's Kimberly.
Kimberly Schlappman?
Kimberly and Karen are the two women. Karen is the one you're listening to, right?
Good. So visitors are going to see mementos from the early days of the group performing, lyrics on napkins, that kind of stuff. They opened for George Jones in 1999 and Keith Urban in 2004. But they, as you have said, Jennifer, opened for a lot of people now. They're on their own, and they must be big enough to have their own exhibit there at the theater. So that's good. Something, a straw, what is it, they stick a straw in their hat or something.
That's right.
That too. All right, congratulations to Little Big Town from all of us here on the DJB program at 29 past the hour.
Me just as much. I got a girl crush.
Vice versa. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We have a tendency to attribute the mistakes we make to the outside world, whereas we tend to attribute the mistakes other people make to some personality flaw of theirs. As if that's not silly enough, we have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When you combine the reality that we have a tendency to minimize both our flaws and our mistakes, whereas we tend to amplify the mistakes and flaws of others, then we begin to see a picture of reality that's not really centered in reality, but skewed toward favoring us. What if we could see ourselves as others do, however? What if, instead of all those things I just said, it was vice versa? What could we learn about ourselves? I think probably a whole lot. For more on emotional awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He had a very excellent election.
President Trump says he's had a phone call with the Mexican president-elect Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. The president saying he expects their relationship will be a very good one. The president also speaking yesterday about the process of choosing a new Supreme Court nominee to succeed Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement last week.
During the morning, I interviewed and met with four potential justices of our great Supreme Court.
Reports are two of them were men, two of them were women. The president saying he plans to meet with two or three more potential nominees before making a decision over the next few days. The White House says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will sit down again with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, heading out on July 5th for those talks in North Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Special day and a special time. Actually, every day is a special day, and every time is a special time. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the ladies of the DJV Experience, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington with some people in the news. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo going back to North Korea. He will be moving there, I guess, this Thursday, Friday, meet with the North Korean leader and his team. So what's the agenda here? Talking about the nuclear program or talking about how we're going to get along?
Well, I think both. I think it's going to be to check out what's really going on in North Korea, because there are images over the last couple of weeks.
You're
going
to give him a tour?
Well, no, but I think one of the schools of thought, and this is actually pretty, I think, maybe realistic. Remember, we don't know what goes on in this country, is that perhaps Kim Jong-un does not control his military in the state, that it might be someone else.
Aha.
And so part of what I think they're doing is trying to figure out exactly why there would be an increase in some nuclear facilities and total destruction of others. So,
well, but if he kills all of his enemies, why would he let somebody in the army
Because keep in mind, he switched the power structure of his military right before his meeting with Trump. He fired his top three military officials. Mm-hmm. And there were talks that he didn't tell people he was leaving the country because he was afraid of a coup. So you don't really know exactly what the scenario is, I guess, because we have not really been allowed in at all, and we don't know how it's all set up. So I think that's theory number one. Theory number two is that he's just playing us, and that's an option too, and you can go and try to figure that out if you're Mike Pompeo. There was also talks about a meeting in New York City in September, so you can actually welcome them in, Victoria. You could be part of the welcoming between Trump and Kim Jong-un. But obviously, there would have to be more markers hit before that meeting.
Okay, let me back up with you, Jennifer, because you know some of these things better than do most. You know what I think or feel about John Bolton. I think he's kind of a turd. But I don't know much about Mike Pompeo, and he seems to be kind of... he feels to me, because there doesn't seem to be anything attached to him that's negative, like the right guy making these moves. Is he pretty smart? What do we know about Mike Pompeo? What do you know? What should we know about Mike Pompeo? All right, wait a minute. It's a plug. I just love it.
It is a good question.
Well, do you know? I don't know.
No,
Jennifer's line
it is a really good question. Yeah, it is a good question, because I actually was thinking that yesterday when they were making this announcement that he was going back to North Korea. It is interesting that I don't know that most Americans do know anything about Mike Pompeo, and essentially he might be the guy really doing the negotiating with Kim Jong-un. So it is kind of an interesting thing that we don't really know a whole lot about him, and yet we've put this enormous trust in him.
Yeah.
Hi, Jennifer, and he holds such an important position.
Jennifer and his short naps. Thank you very much. All right.
That's
so what we were getting at is we were trusting you to... I gave you my usual shot at John Bolton, and then asking about Mike Pompeo. We don't know collectively, I think, as a country, much about him.
We do.
Victoria wants to know if he's the right guy, or I want to know. What I don't know anything about. Let's put it this way. I don't know you know what about Mike Pompeo. So
he's been serving in the public sector since 2010. So if there is anybody that is in the administration that is qualified to do this, it is Mike Pompeo. He started out, he went to Harvard Law School. He has been serving in the House of Representatives since 2010. After that, he went to work for the CIA. He was CIA director for this administration from 2017 through 2018. And now he's serving as Secretary of State. So he has he knows the law. He knows the CIA. He knows about security issues. I don't think there's anybody actually more qualified. He's doing a far better job, I think, than Rex Tillerson did in his short amount of time in this position. He's only been in this position since April, I think the end of April. So he's, I think, doing really great work.
Where is he from?
You mean in the country?
What state?
Yeah.
Oh, you said he's a representative, so I'm just curious. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No, he served... where did he serve? Was he like Ohio? Let's see.
Where did he serve? It's not Ohio. It's a Midwestern... It is a Midwestern state, I think, if memory serves me correctly.
I was only curious.
It looks like the 4th District in Kansas.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yep. All right, Dorothy.
Somewhere,
thank you.
Kansas, Ohio. You know, they're all kind of near each other, aren't they? Out there.
What do a bunch of elitists from either coast think or know about the Midwest? Thank heavens I went to school in Ohio and get around in my life. Hi to the folks, by the way, listening in Boone, Iowa. Had a lot of conversation with the manager of the station. I remember having a wonderful day in Boone. The lady. I got to town, and I had Charlotte with me, and we'd gone to do a visit, and they have a railroad museum there, and I love trains, and it was one of the old locomotives from the 40s and 50s. I got to actually run the train, and this was one of those things that you remember. One of the highlights and hallmarks of my life was going into Boone, Iowa. But it's not the same in Boone, Iowa, as it is in Kansas City. All right, Jennifer, got that taken care of? From the coasts. Here's, let's see, another person in the news is Don McGahn, who is White House counsel. White House temporarily reorganizing some of its key staff members so they can focus on the confirmation of a new Supreme Court nominee. So what do we know about this guy, Don McGahn? Is that McGahn or McGahn? How do we pronounce it?
Don McGahn.
Don McGahn.
That was awesome. That was an interesting name.
Everything arrives.
Don McGahn.
He's led the council for a long time. He was involved with the last the White House council. He was involved with the last Supreme Court pick. This is not surprising. Typically, this happens when any administration gets to select a nominee for the Supreme Court. They have a committee that sort of helps them vet these candidates and look into their past, help with the interviewing process. I think maybe the most notable absence will be Raj Shah, who's the deputy press secretary at the White House. He works under Sarah Sanders. He'll be joining this committee and taking a leave from his position at the White House temporarily to help facilitate this.
So what names have floated to the surface in the past few days, Jennifer?
Well, there's a list, and it's many of them. There was a list of 20 candidates that President Trump floated around when he was a candidate before he was elected to office. And then he added five names to that list. And then he, according to Susan Collins, had it down to about five names, but he added a few more. So he says he met with four candidates yesterday and that he'll meet with maybe two or three more, and then he'll make his decision on Monday. I think it comes down to two. I really think it comes down to one. Keep an eye on Amy Barrett. She's, I think, number one for good reason. It would be a female selection, and I think that would be a really good thing. She's very strong. He just nominated her to the Seventh Court during his term, so just rather recently.
So she's moving up fast. How old is she, and where is she from?
She's young. She is,
mid-40s.
I don't know. Yeah, she's in
mid-40s.
Yeah,
really? She's got seven kids.
She's Catholic.
Very religious.
Wow.
Mm.
So I think she's a good choice. She's very well qualified. The other is Brett Kavanaugh. I think that he would probably also be at the top of the list. And then there's Thomas Hardiman, who was the runner-up when he chose Neil Gorsuch. Thomas Hardiman was the one that was kind of up for that seat as well. Hmm. So in my opinion, I think it comes down to like
controversy with any of them. Any controversy with any of them.
Well, it depends. You have to look at it. I mean, I think you heard Victoria say she's religious. Like, you know, this is going to be the end all.
No, I'm saying she's very religious, and that's one of the things that's listed when you look at the top five things about her. I'm just saying, from a woman on the left who believes in pro-choice and Roe v. Wade, that's something that's very concerning. This is a Catholic woman who does not believe in abortion. Right, so that's a concerning thing for me. Yeah,
I'd want to know more.
What all you have to do is look at how she's ruled. Has she ruled based on her lifestyle choices, or has she ruled based on law and precedents? And I think if you start to look back in her record, you're going to see that she's actually ruled on precedents and on law. I think it's more important for Trump to put in someone who's a constitutionalist than someone who's going to be an activist.
But she just became you just said she was just nominated as a judge. When Trump got started to
she's been a judge for longer than that. She was nominated to the Seventh Court under his administration.
How is she distinguished? I think it's interesting. I think there ought to be a woman. I'm for that. And I also am for someone who has some really strong views and values, so you know what you're getting as they arrive at the door. And so it sounds like I'm grilling a little bit here. I just want to know a little bit more about her, so maybe I'll know around myself. But people who are listening are interested to know who would be. It's an important position, controversial for sure. Some of the things that have been said in some of the news media interviews about Roe v. Wade, always throwing gasoline on that fire. But I think Victoria's question, and I think that what we do sometimes is assume, and you know what assume does, makes an ass out of you and me. But you hear, here's Catholic woman, seven children. What are her thoughts about protecting women's rights? I think that's a good question. So, not that Trump will stay away from it. He's not worried about controversy. I want to kind of know what's there myself. I think we all do. So it's good. We'll keep up with it. Meanwhile, in other news of personalities, LeBron James. Let's get to this, Jennifer. LeBron and his move, his bold move to Los Angeles, the decision, he's unapologetic about it, and the Lakers are unapologetic. Why should they be? He's going to help bring crowds to the games. He had posted yesterday some sort of sweet goodbyes to Ohio, And a lot of Hollywood celebrities say, hey, welcome to town, pal, even though he's been living there more or less for the last 4 or 5 years. So what's the reaction from in the city, Jennifer?
People are going crazy. Actually, on social media, there's a lot of people who are excited about LeBron. In fact, some businesses around the Staples Center have already started adding LeBron merchandise. They're trying to welcome him in really quickly. There's a place called Tom's Urban. It's right across from the Staples Center. They've already brought in tons of LeBron James memorabilia and stuff to try to incorporate him into their restaurant theme. So that's happening. But there are some naysayers saying that this was just so predictable, and is he really going to be what L.A. really needs and all of this stuff. L.A.'s going to be building a team around LeBron James, and he's going to be with them for 4 years, hopefully. They will build quick enough to actually be in contention in the next couple of years. So that's their plight right now. But Cleveland is not too excited about LeBron James leaving. They've started erasing him from their history books. There's a LeBron James banner, it's huge, that hangs in downtown Cleveland. That's being removed, again, following his announcement that he's leaving Cleveland for L.A. It's a 10-story billboard, and it shows LeBron James wearing his number 23 jersey with his arms spread wide, and it's become a city landmark. It was also removed back in 2010 when he decided to join the Miami Heat. After LeBron announced he agreed to a 4-year, $153 million deal with the Lakers, the city has decided to remove the banner once again. A Nike spokesman said the removal of the banner will begin today and take several days to complete. There's also a spokesman for Sherwin-Williams that owns the building where the banner hangs that said the company is evaluating what to do on the wall of its global headquarters. His Cleveland jerseys have also been reduced by 40% in the Cavaliers team shop at the Quicken Loans Arena. So he is on his way out of Cleveland.
All right. So, but this doesn't affect his endorsements, his personal endorsements.
No.
In fact, be enhanced.
Anything, it might give him more of a push.
All right, so Victoria, let's go to the situation in Thailand where the youth soccer team player, or was it the whole team?
The whole team.
Found a cave. What in the world happened here?
It was 12 boys and their soccer coach. They have been found alive in a cave in Thailand 9 days after the group was reported missing. The boys are all aged 11 to 16. They're all members of the Wild Boar soccer team. They entered the cave system on Saturday for a team outing, and then they became stranded in the dark tunnels when there was a sudden downpour. And this became international news pretty quickly. It was an international rescue operation. It included the Thai Navy SEALs as well as experts from U.S., China, Australia, and the UK. They'd all been working to find these boys, and they finally did. And when they reached this Pattaya beach where the caves were, they found that it was flooded. So at first it looked like this was a bad ending to this story. However, the Navy SEALs from Thailand, they made it further in by 300 to 400 meters, and then they located the team, had managed to stay in one corner where it was not flooded. And the Thai Navy actually released video footage on Facebook showing the moment that the group was found. And you can hear one of the rescuers call out in English, "How many are you?" And a little boy's voice yells, "13." And so he says, "13, that's brilliant. We're coming. There are more people coming. We're here first." And outside the cave system, all the parents and families had been holding a vigil.
Good ending.
Yeah, it's a great ending. Scary.
10:04 the hour here. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The hour, it's Tech Talk time. Our focus now with Victoria turns to a new feature at Apple. And so what this does, how it works, let's get to the bottom of this, Victoria. Put on your reporting glasses. No, your reporting, what is the, I guess you could have special glasses. You could look. These are reporting glasses.
Well, these are special AirPods, so maybe I'll put on my AirPods for this report. This is okay. Apple's wireless Bluetooth AirPods. Now, they replaced the traditional little white earbuds that come with iPhones. So these, you see these all the time in everyone's ears now, and they're little wireless things. They have a surprise feature that's actually going to be activated this fall when iOS 12 launches. The AirPods can be used as impromptu hearing aids in loud environments, and through iOS 12, AirPods can use what it's a feature called Listen Live. It's assistive hearing technology that's actually been available since 2014 if you just use your iPhone, your iPad, or your iPod Touch, but you had to have special headphones that were just made for iPhone as hearing aids. Now, you don't need to do that all the time, and if you don't actually require hearing aids, but if sometimes your hearing isn't that great when you're in a loud environment, these AirPods could actually really make a huge difference. All you need to do is, do you remember those things back in like the 90s, I think it was,
Way back like in the 90s?
Back in the 90s, there were these little devices, and they were on QVC, and you had headphones, and you could listen in, and it would enhance your hearing, and you could aim it at your neighbors and things like that. It's sort of like that same technology, where it's except now your iPhone becomes the actual amplification listening device. So all you do, when you activate the Listen Live function, if you're in a loud restaurant, you're at a group table, let's say, and if conversations, if you don't pick up on all of it, all you need to do is you use your microphone, the microphone on your iPhone becomes a directional mic, and so you can put it on the center of the table, and you'll be able to hear all the conversations better. And it's actually, I think this is going to be, now, of course, Apple says, don't replace, if you have hearing aids or if you need hearing aids, this is not a replacement for that. But again, if you have slight hearing difficulties in certain situations, to have this functionality on your iPhone with the AirPods is a very cool feature. And so that launches this fall on iOS 12. If you are a little tech savvy and you want to do the beta version of iOS 12, you can do that now. You can just search that on Apple. I've downloaded the beta function, the beta program for it. There aren't really any bugs that I've encountered yet. So if you want to do it now and you have AirPods, you can go ahead and do it. If not, wait till this fall and it will be launched. But that's a pretty cool feature that Apple's now offering through their AirPods. They sell for about $150.
All right. Speaking of Apple, they've announced also a new warranty that will let MacBook users replace their old keyboards.
The Geek Out.
Apple has announced, or conceded, a plan to repair the long-standing complaint about wonky keyboards on some of their more recent versions of the MacBook. Dating back to 2015, it's the ones that use butterfly switches for the keys, and after that design was released, we quickly began to see complaints about how dust or crumbs could easily jam a key, and then found out the fix could cost as much as $700. So then there was a whole series of class action lawsuits, and eventually Apple agreed to repair under a new, after-purchase, four-year warranty to cover the replacement of the keyboard of a list of eligible models. If you're wondering if your MacBook qualifies, we've put a link to that list on our Twitter account, @TheGeekOut.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Let's get back to the tech update. HTC laying off a lot of people. What's the significance of this?
Yeah, HTC is laying off 1,500 people after a few years of losing money and market share. It's a Taiwanese smartphone manufacturer. It actually gets huge, great ratings on all of their products. The HTC One was pretty much got better ratings than iPhones and Google smartphones and Samsung. However, they had about 10% of the market in 2011, and now they just can't compete with Samsung and Apple. Another problem that happened, Google saw what incredible technology HTC had and what great engineers they had, and they spent over $1 billion to basically steal 2,000 HTC engineers and tech staff. So that pretty much killed the company.
Yeah.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.